This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Tuesday, April 20th, 2010. Today is my podiversary. 5 years ago today, I started podcasting under Archer Radio. And today, I guess, well, you can say today, starts year six of podcasting. So very cool. 6 years, oh, 5 years of podcasting. Not many other people have that much. I think there's three or four people who have podcasted that long. And I think Larry Vader's Little Fatty Cast is coming up on their five-year anniversary in June, I think. There are a couple, actually, who are coming up on 5 years. But anyway, so today is the fifth-year anniversary of Archer Radio, now known as Archer.com, as everyone knows. And you heard that I have now selected or decided to play the Archer music that John Ong came up with, you know, to revise or edit the song that he had originally made for me. And I just decided to go ahead and do that because I heard from two people who liked that version, and I'm going to play their voicemails right this minute. The first one's from Turniphead. Listen to this. Oops, where'd it go? There it is. Listen to this.
He's gonna talk. Archer. It's Turniphead calling. I just wanted to call and tell you that I am crazy about the new music intro. It sounds really good. I really like it, and I'm glad that you could take something and use it that was similar to what you used to have and is brand new. Way to go. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Turniphead. Thank you very much for that feedback. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you like that new music because I like it too. And I think Ramble Redhead called too, and I'm not sure if he said something about the music now that I think about it, but let's hear what he had to say.
Hey, Archer, this is Ramble Redhead. Just wanted to say hi, and I'm listening and hope you're doing well and enjoying the nicer weather. And just wanted to say hi and hope you are going to go addicting to your iPad. I'm all jealous. So, anyway, you be good. Bye.
Thank you, Ramble Redhead. So he didn't have anything to say about the music. He was just calling in. Now, I did get one more voicemail, and this one, I just actually solicited this on Twitter because I Twittered that today was my podiversary and said people can call. And VJNet decided to call. So let's listen to this voicemail message from VJNet.
Hello, Archer. It's VJ from VJNetcast. I tried calling earlier, but I had your number wrong, so your phone line is working. So wishing you a happy podiversary and many more gangbangs, because I do enjoy your gangbang shows. All right, take care. Later, bye.
Bye, VJ. Thank you very much for the message. I'm glad you enjoy the gangbangs. I think lots of people enjoy the gangbangs. And actually, I should say that I had a chance to do a gangbang again this week because Arthur's going to be unable to do a show and he offered me the slot, but I am going to be too busy on Thursday night because, you know, I do this thing where when I know that I'm going to be doing a show, I plan things on the alternate Thursday that I can't get done on that first Thursday. So unfortunately I can't do it. I know it would be very nice and people would probably want me to, but I just don't have the time. But I will be back next Thursday on April 29th for the group show. Now, today being Tuesday, I did not record on Sunday or Monday purposely so that I could record exactly 5 years from the day I first recorded my podcast, but I did not talk about the weekend. So I'm just giving you a quick, brief overview of the weekend. On Friday, the boyfriend came to my house because on Saturday morning, I was having a photo shoot with a new model, and I haven't had photo shoots much lately. I think I've had one recently. But this one, on Saturday, is a model who found me on a modeling site that I have a membership on that I forgot that I still had. Anyway, he sent me an email saying, I saw your photos on this site, and would you be interested in taking pictures of me because I'm starting a new exercise program and I want some before and afters. I said, sure, and he told me his stats and sent me a picture, a generic picture he had, and I said, absolutely. So he came over on Saturday morning, and I shot a whole bunch of pictures of him doing these specific poses, Now, you might be familiar with this. I don't know if you've seen the infomercial. I think it's called XP90, where you work out for 90 days and you do all these changing up your routine and stuff, and you get this massive muscle and you totally transform your body in 90 days if you have the dedication to do so. Well, on that infomercial, they have all these people taking pictures of their before and after. And you do these specific poses. You'll see they're all in the same poses. So anyway, I took pictures of him in those poses, and so that he can have before and afters. And then he wanted some shots in different like shorts and stuff to show off his leg muscles and stuff, so he could see the definition change in his legs. So we did that. Then he took off his little shorts, and I took some nude shots of him, and well, some with the jockstrap, and then some nude shots, and did some poses and stuff. Anyway, you saw that on the website, I think it was Saturday. I may have even posted them on Saturday. I gave you three little teaser photos, and I'm going to add, I think, 10 I've selected to put in the male nudes gallery. So I just haven't done it yet, so look for that in the future to check out the changes in the male nude gallery. So that's what I did on Saturday. Well, the boyfriend went home before the photo shoot because we were having a dinner party on Saturday night, and he needed to spend the day cooking and preparing for the dinner party. So that night we had two couples over, a lesbian couple and a gay male couple, and we actually had a very nice time. One of the gay male couple was a little rude and a little... I don't want to say obnoxious, but he was just rude. Like he said stuff like, so when are we eating? And then, you know how the boyfriend likes to have different courses in the, meal. Well, this guy was like, after the first course, he's like, so tell me about that lamb. And when's that coming out? I mean, it's just like, he was just being rude. And while he was sitting at the table, when we were having wonderful conversations about politics and pop culture and stuff like that, this guy was rolling his napkin ring on the table, and it was just, I just thought it was obnoxious. But anyway, everybody else had a great time, because they told us so. But we had really had a good time and had some nice wines. The evening was over around 11:30, and then the boyfriend volunteered to take the lesbian couple to the metro, so he drove them to the metro, and I cleaned up all the dishes. So, yeah. That was Saturday night, and then boyfriend got back about 12:15 or so, and I had the majority of stuff cleaned up, so then we went to bed. And then on Sunday, we had our first picnic at the Bishop's Garden, and you probably saw that video because I posted that on Sunday as well. We went to the Bishop's Garden, and we got there early enough so that I could record a short little video so that we would not have the bells dinging in the background at the cathedral. So I just showed you a quick 45-second video, and that was it. And then we walked around the cathedral gardens and checked out the tulips, and I took some pictures of some different flowers and stuff. And so we had a good time with that. Actually, it was a little chilly, so the wind was breezy, and I did not have a coat with me, but I was wearing long pants. So we walked home after that, and then we did some afternoon snuggles at the boyfriend's house, and then I came home because I had my regular things to do. Did two loads of laundry, and for some reason, I don't know why, I thought The Amazing Race was on Sunday night, but it wasn't. It was the stupid Country Music Awards, so I did not watch that. I ended up watching Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters live instead of recording it on the DVR. Usually it's recorded, but I watched them live, and Desperate Housewives, they might be getting ready to jump the shark with that show. And I read on, what's the name of that site? Because I have it bookmarked. I think it's called, TV Ratings. I just did that. That's my name for it. It's called TV by the Numbers, and they talk about the ratings. And turns out that Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters dipped in the ratings this week for some reason. I don't know why. But I thought Brothers and Sisters was really good after the last week's two-hour movie kind of thing. Then we saw this episode. I thought it was still pretty good. So I'm still watching both of those shows. I still like them. So anyway, that's what I did Sunday night. Then Monday, regular work day, blah, blah, blah. Then today, Tuesday, some great things were announced. I'm sure you heard that Apple had an amazing first quarter of 2010 with like $13.5 billion that they made in the first quarter, and like $3 billion total profit, $3.7 billion, something like that. Just an amazing first quarter. They sold, you know, a lot more Macs, a lot more iPhones. They didn't have the iPads in there because they were not in the, because they, you know, they didn't release those till April 3rd, so they were not in the first quarter. But the only area that went down, I think 1%, or I don't really know what the percentage was, but the only area that went down was iPod sales, and not iPod Touch sales, but just the regular iPods. iPod Touch sales actually went up 63%. So just the regular iPod sales have gone down, but that's actually a trend that they've been seeing, that people are not buying, you know, the low-end iPods very much anymore. They're going for the iPhones, iPod Touches, and now the iPads. So, but anyway, Apple made it, had just an amazing quarter. I think they said it was a record-setting quarter, or maybe it was a record-setting quarter that's been a non-holiday quarter, something like that. Either way, they blasted the Wall Street estimates for their earnings, and just amazing. You know how much I love Apple. I tweeted about that and got into it with JT because, you know, I'm an Apple fanboy, of course, and you already know this. And speaking about that, I got an email from Apple. Was it yesterday or today? I can't remember. I think it might have been yesterday, saying that yes, indeed, my iPad will ship and will arrive on Friday, April 30th, the last day of April. I was really hoping it would come earlier, but it's not coming until Friday, April 30th. But it will be delivered that day, and I cannot wait. Now, on top of that, I had this gift card that I've been saving over from the holidays that I got from school, $200 gift card. So I decided I would buy some accessories to go with the iPad. I already used my tax refund to buy the iPad, so I had this gift card that I've been hanging around to buy the accessories. And I have decided to buy an iPod dock, an iPad dock for home, and an iPad dock with keyboard for school, and an extra iPod adapter, charging adapter thing. What would I call that thing? I don't know. But a charger, you know, an extra charger, because I was reading all that stuff about some older Macs will not charge the iPad, and the best way to recharge it is to plug it into the wall with the 10-watt charger thing. So I went ahead and got an extra one to keep at school in case I ever need to charge it up. I'll have one at home that I'll use, you know, but I'll probably actually keep it in the iPad. I'm going to get those two confused a lot. The iPad dock when I'm at home to, you know, sync everything and just let it charge that way, because it'll be plugged directly into my Mac. And then I got the camera connection kit. But that's not going to be delivered until May 7th or something like that. So I'm really upset about that one, because I could use that one right away. And then I got the iPad 30-pin connector to VGA output, so that when I'm at school, I can connect it to my TV to do my like back to school night presentations, just holding the iPad. I think that would be super cool, and parents would be super impressed. But anyway, so I got all of those things. Let's see, did I tell you about all of them? Let me go to my email from Apple and tell you, because I got the order acknowledgement. I got the 10-watt USB power adapter, the iPad dock, the iPad camera connection kit, the iPad keyboard dock, and the iPad connector to VGA adapter. Yes, I got all of that for $194, so I had $6 to spare on my gift card. So not that I'm ever going to use the $6, but again, no money out of pocket for this, these accessories. That's the big important thing. I didn't have to pay any extra. So I'm very happy with that. And those are going to actually, some have already shipped, and they're going to be here in the next 6 days, I think. Let me see. Shipment notification of the iPad dock connector to VGA adapter, that will arrive April 27th, and the iPad keyboard dock will arrive April 26th. So two things have already shipped. Yeah. So I'm all excited about that too. And let's see, is there anything else I've talked about? I've talked about the iPad coming, the accessories, the 5 years of podcasting. I played the voicemails. I talked about the weekend. Wow. And I'm done already, and it's only 15 minutes in. I will say that I probably won't podcast the rest of the week because I have too much to do the rest of this week. And so I won't be back until probably Sunday. But this weekend, the boyfriend and I are going to a conference, a wine conference that we don't have to pay for. They're letting us in free. And so we're going to be busy with that this weekend. So won't be able to record anything. So yeah, so that's that. And I'll talk about that next week. I think that's all. Can't think of anything else. All right, well, I guess that's all, boys and girls. That's all I have for now. Or that's all I have for today. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.